time. Yeah, they roll around and drink Carolina shine. I've seen the devil in a dark coal mine. I've been higher than a Georgia pine. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, February 6, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild and dystopic ride it is, to say the least. Stranger and stranger all the time. I keep seeing these headlines and they're very concerning, but we'll talk about that. Maybe the State of the Union. Should we talk about that? You know, I took some time to review last year's State of the Union, and very similar talking points. Similar. There's a lot of rhetoric and a lot of divisive talk. The usual fact checking. Which is not fact-checking. The usual pandering, everyone's pandering. Kamala Harris is, she has clearly lost her mind if she ever had it in the first place. Propaganda pieces about Cory Booker. What was the piece that I saw? You know, it's interesting. You see articles now where people are vilified if they don't go far enough with the rhetoric and propaganda. If they don't go far enough with the psyop, then the articles read, you know, so-and-so isn't, you know, didn't go far enough, basically, in the psyop. Politico, February 1st, is Cory Booker for real? That's a strange article. And speaking of strange articles, here are some other strange headlines. New York Magazine, the cautious case for climate optimism. You know, one of the things that was a consistent theme in this year's State of the Union, as with last year's, was the synthetic terror events. There was sort of, last year there was much more of a, I would say, an emphasis on capitalizing on what I would call synthetic terror events. And so, you know, I think that practice should end. If we were to disband the FBI and CIA, the predatory practice of synthetic terror would probably come to almost an entire halt. Because without the mechanisms that are able to really study the engineering of contrived terror events, whatever you want to call them, synthetic, false flag, whatever, it all kind of amounts to the same thing. Lone Wolf, aka Known Wolf, it's all sort of the same thing. So if you don't have that agency and you don't have the funding that comes directly or indirectly from the American public, then you also don't have the financial machinery. I suppose bad guys could construct something like that somewhere else. But, you know, there's this laundering operation that relies heavily on the United States economy and its various and sundry laundering proxies, and many of which have been created by this sort of mechanism. I mean, how many times have we heard that this is a CIA front company or that's a CIA front company? And that's been normalized. You know, now InQtel is just, well, it's, you know, it's the technological arm of the broader intelligence community, started by the CIA. You know, it's like the criminal who is afraid to go out during daylight hours and then is sort of asking himself, is it safe to come out? And then gradually, over the course of time, through concerted propaganda efforts, it just becomes, somehow this criminal becomes popularized. It's okay, yay, you're going to applaud me. And now the criminal is just kind of basking in the glory, the Machiavellian glory of it all, which sort of seems to categorize the state of affairs, in my mind, in America. Anyway, it's interesting, I think. I don't know. Go back and look for yourself, see what you think. If you review last year's State of the Union, this year's State of the Union, it's the usual pandering and so forth. Sure, there were some interesting and provocative sound bites, but it's just, you know, the same old, just weird, you know? The whole controversy over late-term abortion, wouldn't that just, I mean, is it a better way to categorize that by saying abortion, period. Anyway, the fact that it's a talking point is strange, and that is where I think I'll go today. We'll take a little different tact. I was reviewing Sigmund Freud's Civilization and Its Discontents recently. Every once in a while, the subject of, you know, counseling comes up. Somebody says, you know, you should do this, you should do that. People talk about counseling. And every once in a while, I get an opportunity to express my views on that kind of thing. And I don't think anyone who has read and studied Freud and agrees with anything, generally speaking, that he's written, is someone I want looking into my mind or trying to help me with anything. You know, we can be friends and we can agree to disagree, but I don't want that person peering into my soul. And reading Freud, you get a sense of how do you put that? The hysterical animosity toward life that some people have that is owing to a certain mindset that has a certain origin, maybe is how I would put it. It's interesting. Very, very dark stuff. You know, if you've read Freud and any of his contemporaries, his peers, very strange stuff, you know, but maybe, you know, works that he wrote like Civilization and Its Discontents. It's sort of a, it's almost like a counterpart in a sense to something along the lines of maybe C.S. Lewis's The Screwtape Letters, I would think. These intimations that are far more provocative than I think most people realize. So maybe a little bit about that, maybe a little bit about, again, Chapter 11, The Road to Serfdom. There are some profound truths. I think we're in quite a predicament in America. Some of the stories, just to give you an idea. So the cautious case for climate optimism. Again, we have so much in America that's just rooted in lies. The climate nonsense is rooted in at least two lies. One, the manufactured crisis, you know, the threat of global warming that was cooked up by the Club of Rome. Remember back in the 70s, that first report, The Limits of Growth, that later became the book, The First Global Revolution, published in 1991, Alexander King, Bertrand Schneider, which conveniently was a sort of preface or a prelude to Maurice Strong's 1992 Rio Earth Summit nonsense and the call to rewild the entire North American continent, essentially, leaving just a few pockets, you know, here and there, particularly in the coastal regions, for guys like, you know, Bill Gates to turn into smart cities. So that was one. And the other is the manipulation of weather. And not just weather, but, you know, much more. That's a gross oversimplification. So those are at least two lies that this whole climate discussion is rooted in. And that's just, again, that gets back to Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Chapter 11, The End of Truth, which, again, is far more profound an implication than most of us realize. And so hopefully we'll sort of cover that today. Again, it's Black History Month. And can we talk about real history. You know, it's just, oh gosh. Maybe we'll wait a moment on that. So, from Freud's Civilization and Its Discontents, he was a disturbed individual. I'm going to give you my take real quick. Freud, Civilization and Its Discontents. This is why I don't want, you know, I mean, these people, if you've studied this, I remember a woman who had gone through psychiatrist, I think, who considered herself a Christian, and that's an interesting discussion. But basically, to me, her Christianity was just a justification for things that, you know, like the psychiatric field, it was just sort of a way to, you know, a means to an end, sort of a way to justify things that she wanted to justify. And that, you know, in my experience, and obviously it's limited to, you know, how many people can you talk to? And obviously I'm not running around talking to scores and scores of people in the psychiatric community. I've talked to a few. And it's always, you know, it's always that. It's always this sort of thing that we've come to be categorized by in America. This, I don't know, it's a weird hypocrisy. It, you know, the white coat is a justification for things, and but there's, at the same time, there's a sort of permissiveness, a licentiousness to it all. And you know, fiat, as I say, it's, again, like so many things in America, it's a lot of form and not much substance. I don't know if you've ever read Freud. Every time I read Freud, I can't hardly get through it. It's disturbing and vacuous at the same time. It just seems to lead nowhere. Which so many of these things, you know, you read Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, or folks like that. That's kind of how it feels. It's vacuous. Anyway, we'll talk about that. What does it mean to be American? Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back. You know, speaking of the State of the Union, I was thinking, I mentioned Samuel Johnson last week. He's one of my favorite voices from the around the Revolutionary era. And he was alleged to have said, patriotism is when you love your own people, that when the love of your own people comes first. Nationalism, when hate for people other than your own comes first. And it's interesting. You know, again, this excerpt that I want to get to, I'll get to in the next segment from Freud, this hatred of the life-giving force, the God-given life-giving force, is something that sort of seems to unite status. You just wonder, what is wrong with people? And so, speaking of strange articles, those remarks were attributed to Charles de Gaulle, by the way. But Samuel Johnson did write that, speaking of patriotism, having become one of our topics, basically, he wrote that pretended patriotism, which so many in all other ages and countries have made a cloak of self-interest. And, you know, watching the State of the Union, and especially the remarks afterwards, kind of reminds me of that. So, speaking of strange stories and the situation we're in America. And I guess more psyops. These are trending stories. Maybe not. Maybe I need to get out of the echo chamber and realize that when we say trending stories, we need to maybe investigate further, and kind of like the polls have been contrived for a long time. I mean, I understand that, but you just wonder. I mean, you see certain things again. How much of that is a psyop? How much do people actually believe the things that they say? The kind of narcissism that embodies so many people's remarks. It reminds me of a tweet that I saw. Who said that? The narcissistic, self-absorbed psychopaths, essentially. Someone tweeted about that. I think it was Kamala Harris, too. This person was reflecting on. It's just, I'm not trying to be unkind, you know, and just unbelievable. You know, the kinds of perversion of language that we see. Van Jones, you know, his remarks, disturbing, to say the least. Emma Gonzalez, remember Parkland? Just weird. People's remarks, just strange. It was Matt Walsh that I was thinking of. He tweeted, I guess I'm supposed to well up with tears of pride because a bunch of women were elected to Congress. Sorry, no. Most of the new congresswomen are self-obsessed, infanticidal, socialist radicals. The fact that they happen to have two X chromosomes is no consolation. And, you know, that's divisive rhetoric, but at the same time, I mean, that's not far off. You know, every political stunt is just an opportunity. How many things are these people doing in secret and just letting their good works be done in secret instead of using every stunt as a political opportunity? You know what I mean. I'm not saying they don't do anything good and don't ever do anything good in secret. I'm just saying it seems like every moment is an opportunity for political gain. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I just put it this simple. We'll get into Freud in a minute, but, you know, I don't think there's any other way to put it. A person who celebrates, especially publicly, celebrates death is a disturbed mind and a corrupt heart. It's deeply disconcerting and unsettling to watch these elected officials in particular. I mean, again, terms we take with a grain of salt. Speaking of the end of truth, what can you say that's not adulterated in America these days? What language or context or terminology can we use that's not entirely co-opted and conscripted in one way or another? I think it's really interesting on this issue of life and the life-giving power endowed that man has been endowed with by God. You know, when you have women, mothers even, who are defending death, you know you're in a bad place. And these are elected officials. I mean, all of this just sort of layer upon layer upon layer, combining to demonstrate how bankrupt and devoid a place we are in America. In John chapter 10, Jesus said, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And, you know, I've talked about how Darwin's Origin of Species was a coup that his cousin Francis Galton wrote about. The guy who coined the term eugenics wrote a letter to Darwin and said, "Congratulations, you know, you freed us from the theological argument." I'm paraphrasing. This is how I don't want to waste space in my brain memorizing any of that, but not verbatim anyway. But paraphrasing, Galton wrote to Darwin and said, "Congratulations, you freed us from the theological argument that life is precious, you know, the life of man is precious, indeed priceless. And so now we can just say to certain people, you know, you're biologically inferior, therefore you must die." And again, I have a friend I appreciate. I owe him a debt of gratitude for reminding me on a few occasions that the full title of Darwin's book is rarely remembered by most folks. And, you know, you ask folks, what is the full title of the father of evolution, his book on the origin of species? Yeah, but what's the rest? By means of natural selection or the preservation of favored races in the struggle for life. Preservation of favored races. Well, that sounds racist. I mean, who decides? And again, you go back in history and you find that eugenicists are typically racist. That's how it works, because it's a hard or there. It's not and. Or the preservation of favored races in the struggle for life. I saw another article this morning about CRISPR technology. This title will knock your socks off if you haven't seen it already. Maybe not. These stories are all kind of the same. So let's see. The headline, you know, the story talked about what was referred to by the author as the blunt edge of natural selection. Sharpens the blunt edge of natural selection. Well, it's never really been natural selection, has it? Is it me or, you know, let's just be honest. It's not natural selection we're concerned with. It's the, you know, preservation of favored races. Where is that? The CRISPR machines that can wipe out entire species. You know, talking about gene drives. That's the headline over at CNET. The CRISPR machines that can wipe out entire species. That's fun. Right? And we're just awash in this kind of propaganda. And, you know, again, it gets back to Hayek's Road to Serfdom. Chapter 11, The End of Truth. I think he put it best. I'll get to that in a minute. Really summed it up. I mean, it's just relentless. It's this unending barrage of propaganda. Relentless. And there's just never a break, never a moment's break from it. So, it's exhausting, I think. The CRISPR machines that can wipe out an entire species. A couple of other headlines. I'll get back to this in a second. So, let's see. The decline of historical thinking. That was an interesting article over at the New Yorker. Decline of historical thinking. How about this one over at Scientific American? Forget everything you know about 3D printing. The replicator is here. That's fun. This is also interesting. Google takes its first steps toward killing the URL. That's a Wired magazine story, but that's sort of disingenuous because that's been an ongoing effort for years. And but last but not least, well, let me save that one. So the CRISPR stuff, you know, again, all of this, so many of these stories, I'm sort of, you know, with the shocking headlines, I'm kind of jumping around a little bit. But, you know, Darwin and evolution are a big focal point in the CNET article, the CRISPR machines that can wipe out an entire species. But this line struck me, you know, but CRISPR gene drives a new, inconceivably powerful technique that forces genes to spread through a population. Inconceivably powerful. And yet we're just going to tinker with stuff, right? Inconceivably powerful things. When science, again, the observation has been made in history, when science and technology breached the umbrella of conscience and ethics and morality, so on, you're in trouble, period. You're in trouble, and we're definitely there in America. Consequences be damned. In Western civilization in general. And, you know, led predominantly by a certain ideological bent, I would say, that has layers. So, but CRISPR gene drives, a new inconceivably powerful technique that forces genes to spread through a population, have the ability to do just that. Gene drives allow us to hone the blunt edges of natural selection for our own purposes, potentially preventing the spread of diseases or eradicating invasive pests. Potentially, see, that's one of those suggestiblest kind of, yeah, potentially, could do this. Allows us to hone the blunt edges of natural selection. No, actually, I think what we're talking about there is not natural selection. Can we just be honest about that? Because it sounds more like the preservation of favored races to me than the blunt edge of natural selection. It does so many things. That little soundbite does so many things. You know? And, of course, you know, all of this relies heavily on a religion that people are not going to acknowledge. In a world that keeps trying to say that, that's basically, I mean, where is the movie? Someone should write a book titled Gaslighting God. You know, no, we're saying you don't exist. Just because you don't think he exists doesn't mean it's irrelevant. It means nothing. I digress. It's just, it's astonishing to me. So the other headline I was going to read, the world might actually run out of people. That's another Wired magazine story. Unbelievable stuff, you know? Unbelievable stuff. The world might actually run out of people. That's an article published a couple of days ago over at Wired magazine. I mean, where do people come up with this stuff? The world might actually run out of people. And so, you know, again, we're sort of just tumbling in the malaise of Vladislav Surkov-styled theater sound, you know, contradictory and conflicting sound bites, which again sort of reminds me of the State of the Union yesterday. sort of, you know, hintings of Hitler here and there, enough for conservative types, conservative Christian types in particular, as they would, you know, be referred to. But again, that these constructs are becoming more and more narrow. People are becoming isolated, you know, and walled off in an effort to divide people, in an effort to eventually collide them more and more and more violently together. So, you know, from the beginning of the this Wired magazine article, the world might actually run out of people. You know the story. I mean, listen to this. This is astonishing. Again, why do people, what is it with the hysterical antagonism and animosity toward life and the life-giving power with which man is endowed? Mankind. This is the opening paragraph of the story. You know the story. Despite technologies, regulations, and policies to make humanity less of a strain on the earth, people just won't stop reproducing. That's the opening sentence. Despite technologies, regulations, and policies to make humanity less of a strain on earth, people just won't stop reproducing. Well, it's ironic that the people who tell us that we all should stop reproducing are the worst offenders of the violations they preach about. You know, whether it's Al Gore telling us we need to reduce our carbon footprint, or whomever the next lackey is, they're usually the worst offenders. Oh, but we have to. We're, you know, we have a divine right. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, again, Jesus in John 10:10 was quoted as saying, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." I mentioned from time to time, Book of Genesis, the command reissued after the flood in Genesis chapter 9, to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Subdue it, rule over it, all that kind of stuff. So Genesis 9:7, and this is a command reissued again after the flood. It was first in Genesis chapter 1. "As for you, be fruitful and multiply. Populate the earth abundantly and multiply in it." There's this hysterical antagonism toward that life-giving power. Interesting. You know, stories like this, the world might actually run out of people. You know the story. Despite technologies, regulations, and policies to make humanity less of a strain on the earth, people just won't stop reproducing. By 2050, there will be 9 billion carbon-burning, plastic-polluting, calorie-consuming people on the planet. Really? That's interesting, because according to the World Bank and other statistical references, the population is not exploding the way that we hear, and most countries on Earth are the populations are in decline. There have been a number of articles, you know, Dana Ashley, one of her recent videos, she talked about that, and how we are being sterilized in ways, you know, by technology, for example, that we don't know. True Stream Media, they've covered it. Lots of folks have talked about it. But here we are on this hysterical rant again. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Still need to come back to Jefferson's notes on Virginia and Quarry 14 specifically, and not to mention the Safari Club. I'm going to come back to that. That's, again, another one of those fun little facts of history that has been largely memory-holed. So listen to this story. This is an interesting article, and tell me the book isn't a psyop. And, you know, I want to come back to Google takes its first steps toward killing the URL. They've been trying to do that for years, but this is the latest installment. That was a story published last week, I believe. Anyway, we'll come back to that. So for now, this article over at Wired, the world might actually run out of people. Tell me this isn't a put-up job. So again, you know the story. Despite technologies, regulations, and policies to make humanity less of a strain on other people, just won't stop reproducing. By 2050, there'll be 9 billion carbon-burning, plastic-polluting, calorie-consuming people on the planet. By 2100, that number will balloon to 11 billion, pushing society into a Soylent Green scenario. Such dire population predictions aren't the stuff of sci-fi. Those numbers come from one of the most trusted world authorities, the United Nations. What? I mean, I guess, you know, some people trust the United Nations. Those of us who know its origins don't, but, you know, and the folks who created it. It's just interesting, you know. The older I get, the more I embrace Mark Twain's cynicism in his elder years. Continuing, though, but what if they're wrong? Not like off by a rounding error, but like totally, completely goofed. That's the conclusion Canadian journalist John Ibbotson and political scientist Daryl Bricker come to in their newest book, Empty Planet, due out February 5th. That's yesterday. After painstakingly breaking down the numbers for themselves, the pair arrived at a drastically different prediction for the future of the human species. Quote, in roughly 3 decades, the global population will begin to decline, they write. Once that decline begins, it will never end. And, you know, that not by accident, I would add. But all of this gets back to, again, this, you know, this antagonism, this, the different angles, you know, different angles you can come at this. And to me, they're largely, if not entirely, biblically oriented. But one of the big issues that comes into view for me is the way the technocrats are so bent on making certain things happen. And there's a sort of confluence of issues here that to me center around Romans 11:25. For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery, so that you will not be wise in your own estimation, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in is the focal point. It sounds like an arc moment to me. And if bad guys have their way and John Ibbotson and Daryl Bricker are right, what does that mean? Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.